some other terminologies that I'd like to clarify before we get into our topic further, and that is the word Allah. You may hear Muslims using this, and you will hear me using it as well. We believe that Allah is the proper name of God, and we believe that proper names are not translated. Just like my name is Sharif in English and in Arabic or in any other language in the world, so too the name Allah, we don't translate it. It doesn't have a masculine or feminine form. It doesn't have a plural or singular form. There's no lowercase g or capital G like the word God. So when we are referring to God, we will use this many times as His name. We believe that Allah is the same God that sent all the prophets and messengers, such as Prophet Abraham and Prophet Moses and Prophet Jesus and Prophet Muhammad. Peace and blessings be upon them all. We believe that Allah from day one has only sent one religion. Some will say, if you believe that Moses was sent by God, if you believe that Jesus was sent by God, if you believe that Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon them all, were all sent by Allah, but they came with different religions. Moses came with Judaism, and Jesus came with Christianity, and Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon them all, came with Islam. Well, the reality is we believe that all of them came with Islam. And that is, they all called to the belief in one God. They all called to believers in God to submit their will to the will of God. What we have in the world today is many people will say, I recognize that there is a God. I believe in God. But when you ask them to submit to God, to worship God, to follow God's way, they say, no, I will live the way that I want to live, and I am a good person. But the important question becomes, what is the definition of being a good person? What is the definition of right and wrong? There are some points that all of us can agree upon, but there are many issues where we will disagree. Where someone will say, I think there's nothing wrong with drinking alcohol. I think there's nothing wrong with committing fornication. I think there's nothing wrong with doing this or that. Where others will say, no, we consider this a sin and we consider it something which is wrong and is not good for the individual or the society. We believe that Allah is the one who dictates how He should be worshipped, and that Allah is the one who tells people the way that He wants them to follow, which will be beneficial for them in this life and more importantly in the hereafter. And we believe that that way is Islam.